Healthcare, one American at a time.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm obviously Al Corlin, at least I was this morning. I am so damn sick right now. I'm not even sure who I am. And hopefully I don't give it to my comrade in arms here, Trader Raj. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, Al.
We're at the Summer Silver Summit, as you know. We are taping this entire weekend show at the Silver Summit, with one exception, and that was the last interview that we did with Jack Crooks. Very, very interesting guy. Roger and I are going to kind of switch horses a little bit from what we normally talk about, and we're going to talk a little bit about politics. It's getting really, really interesting, not in the Democratic camp, because I think pretty much the writing's on the wall there, but in the Republican camp, it's getting very, very interesting. You know, you had Mr. Perry from Texas was, I think, a flash in the pan. Mitt Romney, I think, has some staying power. Herman Cain, who I personally would support at this moment in time, knowing what I know, I think is the wild card. And then I think the real question is, who's going to get the vice presidential nod? Will it be my friend, Congressman Ron Paul, or will it be Michelle Bachmann? How do you think it's going to shake out? I mean, I know we're a year away, Raj, but, you know, I think it's going to be very, very interesting.
Things can change a lot between now and the election, considering the time. But I would suspect that Mitt Romney would be the presidential nominee, and I think the vice president would probably be Michelle Bachmann.
It's an interesting, interesting call. I would have to say that if Herman Cain doesn't self-implode, I think he's going to get the nod, and it would not surprise me a bit if Congressman Ron Paul, if he would even accept the vice presidential nomination, if it wasn't that for a team. I think Mitt Romney, he's a very successful man. He's a very well-spoken man. He shows very well. I don't have any problem with that. But I think that the Republicans are going to... I think the party, Raj, is going to lambast him for his Medicare and or his medical plans in Massachusetts.
I think that is a big handicap. There's no question about it, because the Democrats, the opposition, are going to try to marry him to his plan in Massachusetts, which would make him basically neutered as a candidate.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is that they don't like his religion, and I find that personally very offensive. I think that anybody of any religion should be allowed to run for office. That should
not be even
a discussion. But nevertheless, that's the way some of the voters look at it.
Well, I think you're right. You know, I think he's going to have to go back and do what... I'm sorry. I think he's going to have to do what Jack Kennedy did back in 1962, and that is, in front of a very, very large forum, I think he's going to have to explain his position. And I don't know if he's going to be able to do that effectively.
It's pretty hard to tell on something like that. Theoretically, the American public is more sophisticated about bending over backwards and allowing people to enjoy and practice their own religion as they go. But nevertheless, the contentiousness in this campaign so far is not looking good. And some of the announcers on television are saying they're looking for a real down and dirty campaign.
Well, you know, Raj, I have to tell you, in listening to the comments and reading the comments that our listeners, you know, put on our blog, and we get an awful lot of them, and we'd like to get more from you guys, because we learn more from you, I think, than you learn from us. But having said that, you know, if you make an analogy between what's going on politically and what's going on in the financial world, I think there's a lot of confusion. There sure is a lot of confusion in the financial world right now. And I think that same thing is happening in politics in the United States. And I think that when you have confusion, that typically results in people thinking emotionally as opposed to thinking with their brains.
Well, I agree with that, because you're seeing that in the street demonstrations right now. I saw an interesting vignette on Fox News. Somebody was interviewing these kids in the street, asking them why they were doing what they were doing, and some of the answers were preposterous. I mean, they couldn't come up with any logical reasons in many instances as to why they were demonstrating. Some of them would just say, we're just against it, and the announcer would say, against what? And they couldn't explain it.
Well, I had just exactly a opposite experience in Seattle last Saturday. There was a major demonstration in downtown Seattle. I was curious, obviously, doing what I do. You know, I wanted to get some opinions, and I got some opinions. And I have to tell you, everybody who I spoke with, and they may have been an anomaly, I'm not sure, but everyone who I spoke with, very well thought out, very articulate, very clean. They were just tired of the, I guess I would have to say, the negative aspects of the system. And, you know, who knows better about the negative aspects of the system than Trader Raj and Big Al? There's a lot of bad stuff going on out there.
It seems to be escalating from a lot of fronts. I mean, you got the riots and the demonstrations in Europe. They've now spread to the U.S. Some people are saying it's been orchestrated by certain people, and the New York demonstration, somebody mentioned, was given $300,000. The mayor in New York, in my view, has been way too lax in letting those people mess up the park, mess up the businesses and the homes in that particular location. One thing I would say is, in America, people are entitled to privacy, and that park is not a KOA campground.
Well, it's not a KOA campground, but again, by the same token, America, for the last, you know, ever since day one, has been built on demonstrations. I mean, the first big demonstration that we had was the Tea Party. And as long as this doesn't escalate into violence, I don't have a problem with it. But the question is, are there going to be some hotheads who are going to instigate the crowds to do silly things? I don't know.
Well, in the case of New York, I think that they, first of all, they should get a parade permit or a demonstration permit, and then confine themselves to the sidewalks, and not mess up other people's lives, because they're really an imposition on businesses there, on private property and homes. Imagine trying to run that McDonald's with 2,000 people running in and out of the men's room.
Hey, you might sell a whole bunch of burgers.
Well, I don't know if you're going to. A lot of people would be so disgusted with it they wouldn't shop there.
Well, let's kind of change horses just a little bit here, because we're getting running close to being out of time. But how does all of this play in the financial markets, in your opinion? I mean, I think basically the concept of, or the theory, keep your powder dry, is what makes all the sense in the world right now. And by that, I want to stress, you guys, what I mean is, think with your brain instead of your emotions.
It's good advice, because if you think with your brain and you look past all the crazy stuff that's going on out there now, fixate on the technical and the fundamental aspects of what's happening, and disregard a lot of this crazy stuff that's out there in the news, and I think you're going to come out well. I believe the stock market is going to be starting to rise November 1st. It usually does, because the managers want to get their bonuses in December. And we did hear today, I don't have any details, that the Sunday event in Europe has been extended. So I don't know where that's going to go at this point, or how they're going to manage saying that they're not ready to do anything immediately.
Hard to say. I think that the implications of the potential event in Europe are huge. If it goes badly, as an example, if the money is willing to be given to Greece, and that's what you're talking about, but the conditions are so onerous that it doesn't work, I think you're going to see a huge backlash, and I think that backlash is truly going to be felt in the conventional stock markets, not in the precious metals markets.
I would agree with that. I think what's going to happen with Greece is they're going to get a 50% haircut on the bonds. They're going to stay in the Euroland group, and I think they're going to kick the can down the road, so to speak, in that the credit implications for these countries and their banks are going to be covered up for a short period of time, but the end game is in sight. It's not going to last.
Well, here's an interesting question. Would you buy the Greek bonds, given the fact that the return is 188% and we're down to 10 seconds, yes or no?
No, I don't care if they're 1,000%. You don't touch stuff like that.
Interesting time. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go across town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. I have one of my favorite people in the world with me right now. Murph the Smurf, Bill Murphy. I have known Bill for, what's it been now, 10 years?
Yeah, about 10.
It's been a long time. I have been a staunch supporter of his organization, the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, GATA, for a long, long time. I had the privilege of speaking at one of his conferences in Washington, D.C., That was fun. I'll tell you, Burke is the kind of guy that you either love him, and that's assuming you have intelligence, or you hate him because you think he's crazy. And I'm finding that most people who disagree with him really aren't all that right. I mean, whole manipulation is a relatively obvious phenomenon.
Yeah, and it's been honestly, it's, I don't know what the big deal is about in terms of understanding it. I mean, what was the gold pull all about 1961 to 68? I mean, that's when they, eight central banks, would rig the gold price openly. It's been going on forever, and there's all kinds of documents to show how it important it is for them to manage the price.
Exactly. Now, I want you to explain one thing to our listeners. Bill, why is it important for them to manage the price? Them being central bankers or government, et cetera. Why do you feel that's important?
Well, you know, it's interesting because we just received a WikiLeaks document was released that was sent from the Beijing embassy to the State Department, in which they said that this is the Chinese government. That's what was the reason that this was sent.
Yeah.
They said that the U.S. is suppressing the gold price to protect the dollar. They don't want people running the gold to compete against the dollar as a currency. And so that's how it all started, and has to do with interest rates and so on.
But don't you think that is happening already? I mean, that's my whole premise on my show, Bill, is I tell people, look, you want a safe haven, U.S. dollar isn't the place to be. You want to be in precious metals.
But that's the whole point. They're just trying to,
I understand that,
trying to manage the price rise. So gold's been up 11 years in a row. They're running out of enough central bank gold to do it. But on a day-to-day basis, using derivatives and gathering some physical, they can bomb the market, terrorize the speculators, force them out of the market, and then we go back up again. We've been, again, 11 years in a row, and probably be 12 and 13.
You know, I asked you a question. We were involved in a debate down in San Francisco 4 or 5 years ago, and I had the privilege of moderating that debate. And I remember I said, Murph, I got a question for you. Why should these thousands of people out here buying, who are listening to what you're saying, why should they buy gold if the price of the commodity is rigged anyway? And your response was?
It's because, again, it's a managed retreat. They don't have enough gold to meet the demand, which is surging all over the world and getting bigger and bigger. Even back then, central banks were selling. Now they stopped or they're buying. It's an explosion waiting to happen. All the gold cartel is doing, U.S. government, some other central banks, some bullion banks, they're just trying to keep the price from having too much excitement. A perfect example of what just happened. Gold gets killed. It should have gone up. Yeah, what they call the Muppets on CNBC say, look at gold. It's not a safe haven. It should be going up on a day like this, and it's dropping. And that's exactly what this gold cartel wants to affect on investors. Unfortunately, around the world, the Chinese, Indians, they just say thank you very much. The price comes down and they buy it. Same with silver.
Well, I think that anybody with any intelligence right now, all they have to do is look at what the Asians are doing. The Chinese, we talked about this at your conference 3 or 4 years ago. The Chinese are encouraging, the Chinese government is encouraging their citizens to invest in gold and silver. And they started doing that 3, 4 years ago.
That's right. And it's only going to be more so as different exchanges are building in Hong Kong and in different places in Asia. And it's just going to become more a part of the Chinese investment psyche, whatever you want to call it.
Let's switch over to silver. Do you mind?
Oh, well,
I've got a question for you. Yeah, I do, too. I have a question for you. A newsletter writer who I do not know by the name of Cliff Doak is saying you're going to see $20 silver before you see an increase in the price of silver. I went on record when he said that a couple of weeks ago and said, no way. What do you think?
Well, I would be shocked if that happens. I know a year ago at this conference, the price was 23. And quite frankly, a weekend said there was going to be some surprises coming. And in 6 months, they said the price would be 30 to 40. It went to 49.
Right.
Because we understand the dynamics, and that's what an Eric Sprott talks about, where there's really a physical shortage out there. It's being disguised. So I don't think that they can keep the price down here very long, and I suspect by next year's conference it'll be well over $60.
Well, you know, my buddy Trader Roger Wiegand, he's calling for 62. The only thing I can say is I quit buying silver when it hit $14, and I'm very happy. I'm very, very happy. And, you know, it was funny, Bill, because at the time, listeners were saying, you're crazy, and they started shorting. I bought it for 14. They started shorting it. One guy clapped his hands, you know, rode in, clapped his hands, big grin on his face, and he said, I shorted it. I covered my short at 12. I made a bunch of money. My comment to him was, you don't see the long term, do you?
Most people don't, and they don't understand how bullish the fundamentals really are. I mean, you can easily going to see silver over $100 an ounce, and even now. So it's $30. What's that? More than a 200% gain? What's the Dow done for the past 10 years? Nothing. What do you get in the interest rate markets? Nothing.
And that's the point.
People say gold and silver, well, we can't do it because it's too volatile. What, gold going up 11 years in a row is too volatile? Yes, the idea is to understand that what we call it living in planet Gotta. We know that the gold cartel attacks. We know what they're doing now. It's not going to stand because they don't have the physical to keep it up. So you wait for these bums to attack and you buy the dip.
And that's what you're doing. Of course.
That's what we've been telling people to do for 10 years.
You know, what I find to be really interesting is you've got some real heavyweight folks on your side. You know, we're talking about Eric Sprott. We're talking about James Turk. We're talking about my buddy John Embry, my fellow Husky buddy, John Embry. We're talking about virtually everybody. And then, but yet on the other side, you've got some people who should be bullish on the commodity, and they're just the opposite. I don't want to give any names, but you know who I'm talking about. I don't get it.
Well, all I know is we just had a conference in London, August, nearly 400 people, 38 countries. We had, in addition to the people you mentioned, were there. We had the Mr. Silver of Mexico, Hugo Slingers Price, Mr. Gold of South Africa, this person, that person, the whistleblower, Andrew McGuire. I mean, the people we have on our side that are articulate and know what they're talking about is formidable.
I find it to be amazing. I mean, there is nobody who is, in my opinion, better informed, more articulate, aside from maybe Bill Murphy, than James Turk. You know, and he can state very succinctly in a very short period of time why it makes sense to buy gold.
James, incredible. I mean, he can give a 40-minute speech without looking at a note. And he's been one of God's biggest supporters, honestly, since our inception in 1999. And he's never wavered. The most important thing for listeners is to, when you know what we know, you know what's going to happen. We've been right for a decade. We understand that they're losing control, that they don't have the physical. We know what they do. And that's the advantage of knowing what God knows.
Okay, and there you have it. I want to give you guys just a piece of advice, and this is not investment advice. This is nothing more than Al Corlin's opinion. Number one, go to Bill's website, lametropolecafe.com. It's a great website. Some absolutely wonderful material on there. If you're interested in precious metals, and you wouldn't be watching this if you weren't, let me tell you, you're going to learn more on La Metropole, almost as much as you learn on the KEReport.com. He's just been doing it longer. Murph, thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553.
freedomtelephones.com. Portable, private, perfect.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. I am chatting right now with two actually old friends. Bahman Yamini, who is the president of a company called Canisil Resources. I've known Bahman for 6 or 7 or 8 years. And Dr. Peter McGaugh, who I've also known for an awful long time. Peter is involved with Bahman's company, which is Canisil Resources. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, I have to say a couple of things. The most important is I own stock in Canisil, and so consequently do not take this as investment advice because it is not. This is not arm's length. Why isn't it arm's length? Because I'm a shareholder. Having said that, Canisil is also a sponsor on our website, so if you want more information about the company, simply click on their banner. Where do we start? Bahman, what's going on down there? You're in Mexico, the La Esperanza property. Things are looking good.
Yeah, thanks very much, Al. We have a number of projects in Mexico in the Durango, Zacatecas area of Mexico, which is a highly prospective area for silver and base metal exploration. And in terms of the La Esperanza project, which is one of our larger project holdings in the Zacatecas, right on the Durango-Zacatecas border, we have an option with MAG Silver, where MAG Silver is earning a 60% interest for $5 million expenditures over 4 years. Peter McGaugh is obviously involved with MAG Silver, has been since as one of the founders of MAG, and he's involved with the La Esperanza project because of his association and the work he does at MAG.
Peter, I'm curious about one thing. Now, you've been around the block, maybe not as many times as I have, but a lot of times. PhD in geology, etc. You're probably the foremost expert on geological issues in Mexico. Now, what is it about the La Esperanza project that our listeners should be aware of as it relates to Canisil and MAG Silver?
In terms of silver, Mexico is the place to be. And in terms silver exploration, it's location, location, location. And there is a regionally mappable structure that runs from Guanajuato through Zacatecas, Fresnillo, on up through Sombrerete and straight into Durango. that particular mappable structure contains four of the world's 14 known billion-plus-ounce silver producers. So that particular structure is the white line on the middle of Main Street as far as exploration is concerned. We've already found a significant discovery at Fresnillo. We're working in Zacatecas, and when Bauman showed me what he had for La Esperanza, which is right there in the middle of Main Street, we really liked what we saw in terms of the regional location. We liked the width of the vein. We liked the grades that they'd had in former drilling, and it seemed like it was right in our wheelhouse.
You're obviously putting your money where your mouth is. One of the things, I mean, with that $5 million, one of the things that really that drew me to Canisil, for lack of better terms, aside from the fact that I have a lot of faith in Bauman, is the fact that you guys did come along and you're in the process of, over a period of time, writing a pretty big check.
Yes, and in fact, the checks start getting big probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks as we get the drill rig out onto the property and we start figuring out whether some of these veins that we found on the property, in addition to the ones that have already been recognized by Herme Enriquez, Bauman's Mexican geologist, who's an old friend of mine as well, we'll see if some of these things pan out.
Bauman, now you're a lot of experience in the field, highly educated technically, et cetera, et cetera. What are you guys looking for down there?
Well, what we are looking for is for potential for large mineral deposits. And as Peter said, Mexico, and particularly that Durango-Zacatecas area of Mexico, has that potential. It's been shown historically, and it has some of the largest operating mines in the world in terms of silver production. So where we focus is to try to look at these areas for the geological potential and accumulate large land positions. Sometimes that's quite difficult to do because a lot of the mains or the veins or some of the showings have got small claim holdings on them. So it takes some time to investigate these mineral formations and acquire all the claims. And what I think is unique about La Esperanza, apart from its location and potential, is that we have a very large area. Canisil's land holdings there are about 20,000 hectares, about 200 square kilometers. It's around 35 to 40 kilometers from one end diagonally to the other end, and it hosts four separate vein formations that we have identified. And we think that these could have extensions to them because it's an area where there's quite a lot of cover. So you see small exposures of the veins. But now recently the ZTEM geophysical airborne surveys that MAG did, the results tend to indicate that some of these veins could have much, much longer strike lengths and could be associated with much larger systems, both along strike and at depth. And I think Peter can comment on that in more detail.
I would actually like some comments on that because you've been down there. You've been working down there for a long time. You know the area certainly as well as anybody.
Well,
comments on La Esperanza.
Sure. I mean, it's very simple. I mean, MAG goes for grade and size. We're looking for district-scale discoveries that have grades that are high enough to make it under any silver price. And obviously, we're very happy with the current silver price, but the current silver price has taken a little hiccup, and the kind of grades we're looking for would still be economic. So we're well cushioned there. As far as La Esperanza is concerned, we see the structure, we see the right host rocks, we see enough cover to think that if there's something big there, it's very easy for the old timers not to have seen it. I will argue that the most important geologic unit on the Mexican geologic map is cover, because unlike the rest of the world, where people have done a lot of work looking through cover, very little work through cover has been done in Mexico. And when you're in the right place and you're seeing the right signs, as we do at Esperanza, that's the place you want to be drilling.
Taking a wild stab at this thing, and this is a forward-looking statement, but this is kind of how Big Al invests. What's the potential?
Well, I'd like to say another Fresnillo, but that's sort of like comparing yourself to the mega giant. I mean, I'd put it this way. Mexico has a number of multi-hundred to billion-ounce silver deposits, and this is in the piece of real estate that has produced at least 4 billion-plus-ounce producers. So, you know, I'm not greedy. I'd be happy with 400, 500, 600 million ounces of silver. That would be fine.
Last question, I guess, maybe for you, Bauman, or whichever one of you wants to address this, but you say you have quite a bit of a cushion in terms of the silver price. You say that La Esperanza is economic down to a pretty low level. What is that level?
Well, I think one of the indicators is to compare it with some of the nearby mines. At La Esperanza, we have, apart from Fresnillo, which is a bit further away, about 80 kilometers to the southeast, we have close to La Esperanza, we have Pan American Silver's La Colorada mine, we have First Majestic's La Parrilla mine, and also First Majestic is now developing some new reserves and very high-grade deposits in the Chalchihuites area. Now, the statistics I've seen, and Peter can correct me if I'm wrong, is that the production cost, cash cost of production at La Colorada and at La Parrilla is under $10 an ounce. So with a $30 per ounce silver price, you still have a very large cushion. Now, Peter may have some more accurate figures on those production costs.
Well, I'm not sure I deal with it that way. I deal with it the way that we've discussed before, which is for a mine to make sense over time, you need to be able to recover at least twice your all-in production cost. So if your all-in production costs are $10 an ounce, for example, then you need to be able to recover $20, and that'll make you profitable. At $30 silver, you're very comfortable over it. The kinds of deposits that we're looking for, the more Fresnillo-like deposits, Fresnillo is producing silver for less than $3 an ounce. Now, that's a remarkable deposit in terms of width and the fact they produce 8,000 tons a day, but I'd be comfortable being substantially under $10 an ounce, and that's what grade can do for you. And the drill results that Canacil got previously on Esperanza average about 11 ounces of silver. So that's a very comfortable target range to be in.
Boy, I would have to say so, particularly with the silver price being what it is right now. Okay, no guarantees, no investment advice, because we don't do this on the program. Last bit of disclosure, I am a shareholder of Canacil. I'm not selling my stock, and they are sponsors on our website. Peter Bauman, thank you so much. Big Al's going to be right back.
Thank you.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret to credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to the final segment of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. I appreciate you joining me. We certainly saved definitely one of the best to last. And I did this because a lot of you folks out there have been asking me questions about a company called Arcana Corporation. I've known Lennox Rodriguez for a long time. I have always said he has never, ever led me to believe anything other than what was reality. And I have to tell you, I believe that today. I met Lennox, interestingly enough, 2 years ago at the Silver Summit. He was telling me about his company. I said, could I see the financial statements? I couldn't believe it. Actually had an income statement, which was unbelievable at the time. But Lennox, that you're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, they have one mine in production that I have visited, the La Negra mine, which is about 4 hours outside of Mexico City. They have another mine that will soon be in production in Texas. We're going to talk about both of those. I want to start with La Negra for the simple reason that you guys are getting phenomenal results in terms of assets that you're actually producing.
Yes, this year La Negra has made profits of over $10 million in the first 6 months, which is the same amount of money that we made all of last year. So we're expecting to make more than $20 million in 2011, which is very similar to the amount that we paid to buy that back silver stream from Silver Wheaton, which was $25 million. So in just from the production of La Negra in 1 year, we will have recovered almost all of that investment.
Yeah, that is amazing.
And we're also increasing the capacity for the second time at La Negra. We will go at over 2,000 tons per day. That should be finalized early next year. And we will be mining the Northwest Trend, which has higher grades. So we expect to have higher production and about 13% higher grades next year. So it will have a double impact on our profitability.
Well, plus, in terms of your income statement next year, let's talk about Schaffner.
Schaffner is a very significant asset,
huge,
not only for Arcana, but it's also for the U.S. It's going to increase U.S. silver production by 10%. The U.S. produces about 40 million ounces of silver per year. We will be producing close to 4 million ounces. Our cash cost there is about $8. So our cash flows from the company next year at $30 silver will be clear of $100 million.
No kidding.
If it goes at $40, well, you do the math.
You know, it's really interesting. You took over the company. There was some fairly serious, you're not going to say this, but I am, mismanagement. And then you came in, you were a director. You came in and, wow, you have really, really turned things around. You try. You got to try.
Yeah, you got to try. And we have made lots of changes in the company. It's totally transformed from what it was the moment I took it over as CEO when I was appointed by the board. and all the there's new management, new directors, full middle management at La Negra was removed. So we have tried to put the best people that we can find working with us. We have been very motivated, both in Mexico as well as in Shafter. I think that's producing very good results, because at the end of the day, it's the people that work at the mine that really are getting you all those results, and they do not get credited properly most of the time. CEO is a very important function, but you have to see the hard work that these people do day after day. It's very hard work. La Negra works 24 hours. Shafter is going to start working two shifts. So it's hard work. It's well compensated, but it's very hard work.
It is very hard work. Now, I will have to say this, though. When we were at La Negra, it's a very, very interesting environment in the sense that, correct me if I'm wrong, but pretty much the La Negra mine supports the entire town. Economically.
Correct, economically. You have to consider that for every direct mining job, there are six indirect jobs. So when we arrived at La Negra, the town of Maconi was a ghost town. The town of Shafter is called the Shafter ghost town. So with all these economic revenues coming from mines, the communities get transformed little by little. It becomes a catalyst because of this multiplier effect on job production. So we are collaborating with our communities, as any other mining company is, so that the communities get transformed.
The revenues at La Negra so far this year for the first 6 months have surpassed the revenues for all of last year. Is that correct?
The profits.
The profits. Yeah. Okay, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, exactly. There's two things. One thing is to mine metals. The other thing is to mine metals profitably.
Exactly.
Which we've been doing consistently since I took over as CEO of the company.
Sure.
We expect to double our revenues from La Negra this year.
You do, again. Okay.
Last year.
Revenues, profits.
Profits, double them. More than double them.
Okay.
Revenues as well.
Okay. Let's swing over to Texas, Shafter. We're talking about a major, major asset. You have taken this over. You have funded everything, so you're all set. If I'm not mistaken, you raised somewhere in the neighborhood of
$60 million in equity last December.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's a big number.
Well, it was 200% of our market cap at the time.
Yeah.
Our market cap was $30 million last year. Today it's fully diluted, close to $300 million. So that's the results that we've been achieving for the company.
Okay, let's talk about timelines in terms of Shafter. Now, we talked with you on the radio probably a month ago, okay? And if I'm not mistaken, you were saying at the time that you expected Shafter to be into production. And again, I want to stress, this is a forward-looking statement. There's no guarantees in this business, and nobody knows that better than you and I. But you're expecting Shafter to be in production by the end of February. Is that correct?
Well, we expect to have it in production sometime in March, commission the plant, let's put it that way, and then to be in full commercial production should take about 45 days. So we're just a few months away from becoming a mid-tier silver producer with a monthly production of over 400,000 ounces per month.
In terms of infrastructure, are you just about there in terms of getting everything in place?
Yeah, we have a Merrill Crowe refinery. It has already been built. It's being shipped to the site. The ball mill has extra capacity, so we have permits for 1,500 tons per day. The ball mill can handle 2,400 tons per day, and we will increase production as soon as the ore body allows us. That'll be once we are mining the Block 3, which we expect to start mining Block 3 in January of 2012.
You're going to be doing significant production, if that happens, from Shafter. Combining the production from Shafter and La Negra, we're looking at total production that'll put you, I would believe, a little bit larger than the average mid-tier silver company.
Well, a mid-tier silver company produce at least 5 million ounces. We are going to be producing probably 5.5 million ounces pure silver. Silver equivalent, probably about 6.5 to 7 million ounces. Those are our own estimates, and that should put us in a very good position. We're going to be surpassing most of our peers.
Oh, sure. Mine life in terms of La Negra, any thoughts on that?
We mine 86% of what we mine are not in any category. La Negra mine is a very large mine. In our opinion, it has over 10 years in life of mine. Current exploration program is 15,000 meters. We're going to 35,000 meters because the results are very positive. So I am confident stating that this is a lifelong mine.
We talked about management. We talked about the production, the existing production at La Negra. We've talked about the potential production, and I want to stress potential, at Shafter. Let's talk about capital. Everything okay along those lines?
Capital?
Money in the bank.
Yes, well, we have warrants, 95 million warrants still to be converted. If they get converted, we'll get another $40 million in the deal. This year, $13 million have already been converted. And the cash flows for us about $1.5 million per month. And once we have both mines into production, we should be cash flowing over $10 million per month to the company.
So basically, this has gotten to the point now where most juniors really would like to get to, and 99% of them don't. But this has gotten to the point then where you are now pretty much self-funding.
Yes.
Interesting situation. You know, I couldn't believe the situation pertaining to the company when Lennox introduced himself to me a couple of years ago. As I said, I have visited the property. I've seen everything with my own eyes. We have shot video on that property, and that's available for viewing. I believe you can get it off of our site. No guarantees, because in our business, you know, this is a really rough and tumble business, and you can't guarantee anything. The two things I want to say is that, number one, this is not investment advice, because I'm not a registered investment advisor, number one. Number two, Arcana is definitely a sponsor on our website. That means if you want to get more information, simply click on their banner. I personally continue to watch this company. Lennox, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.